Today's the day.
What do you mean?
Ah, today's the day. Today is officially the day, everybody.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
Why are we whispering?
I don't know. DZ will be performing at the Wisconsin State Fair. And when I say performing, I mean he's going to win the cream puff contest. No pressure.
No pressure. No pressure at all.
At 11 a.m.-ish, the celebrity cream puff eating contest is happening.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't. If you didn't know this, I won in 2005 and 2006, and I will repeat that stat for the rest of my life. Letter jacket and my class ring. No pressure.
That's the no pressure. That's the no pressure part of this whole thing. No pressure. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't win 1 year. I won two. What do you got?
Well, I got be there at 11, you know, so you can come watch me at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater. That's where it's going to be at. That's what I got. Hopefully, I'll let y'all down, okay?
It's going to be amazing. You're not. And DZ, if you lose, I don't care.
I'm about to lose. Don't you wish that evil on me?
You're never going to lose. But you have to remember, I mean, I won 2 years in a row, and then obviously the third year, I lost. We don't talk about the third year.
What third year?
There is no third year. It didn't exist.
You were back-to-back champs. That's it.
Today, DZ, going to be making it happen at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Man.
Okay, so first of all, though, I hope you are you riding with me or somebody else to the fair?
I'm riding with my wife and baby.
Thank God. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because nobody can go in my car. I bought a car wash.
What do you mean? No. Now I want to ride with you. We gonna ride with you.
No.
Can you fit a car seat?
No. In fact, I have no space. There's zero spaces in my car.
What's wrong?
DZ, I bought a car wash like 6 days ago. It's probably gonna expire, and I still haven't used it. I bought wipes to clean the inside of my car. I still haven't used them.
Ain't touched them.
Remember, I bought a new car in March. I've washed it on the outside. I've never cleaned the inside. What is it now? Right now? What month is it?
It's August.
I was like, oh, I gotta clean this thing. Nope. Been putting off the cleaning. Somebody spilled a soda in my front, but I have like the WeatherTech mats.
Okay.
So when they cleaned it, they used paper, like napkins from like a restaurant.
Yeah.
And so the napkins all fell apart. And so I have like little pieces of napkins.
Little crumblies, little napkin crumbs.
Just sitting on the floor in my front seat. And I'm like, you know what, Allie, you should probably take care of that at some point.
But it ain't on the driver's side,
I just keep getting in and driving away.
Well, don't bother me none.
So I bought a car wash at least 6 days ago, and I bought the stuff to clean the inside of my car. Have I done it? No, because I am horrible. This is what I do. I put things off. I buy the cleaning products, and then they just sit there. I'm like, I'm going to clean the shower, and I buy it.
Then don't do it.
But then it sits there next to the shower. I'm like, one of these days, man, I'm going to dust the fans. The hell I am.
Oh, no, I love dusting fans.
The hell I am.
I love dusting me some fans.
Well, then come over, because I said I'd do it 3 weeks ago.
I got you, dog. And coincidentally enough, I love cleaning cars too.
DZ,
give me a garbage bag and them wipes. What's up?
Where's my keys? Here
What's
you go.
Up? Give me them keys. I'm not playing.
Here you go.
I have it done in 5 minutes. Don't
Stop
even
it.
Play me.
I do believe you on that. I want to know what people like put off that you should have done, because, like I said, like I have been meaning to clean my car for at least a month. I mean, the car wash has been the code sitting right there. And I went to Quick Trip, got gas, got a car wash, pulled right out, dude.
How long do those codes last? It can't be that long.
I don't know, but
running out of time, G. What are you? You 6 days. You normally buy the code, go through the car wash. It's like a one for two kind of conversation interaction right there. Bing bong.
I was at Quick Trip. I left without going through the car wash, even though I bought. I had nowhere to be, but I didn't feel like doing the extra steps.
Another day.
I'll do it later. I'll do it on my way back. Guess what I did on my way back? Not that. I'll drive by Quick Trip 17 times a day. Nope, still didn't stop. Drove by it 17 times.
I wonder if you can go to any Quick Trip with a car wash and do it. Because
at
any point in time.
That's a good question, but not the point. No.
That's funny, though. You are lacking. That's what we call lacking.
Yeah, I want to know what people have been meaning to do that they've been putting off, like me. Did you mean to clean your car a month ago and it still looks exactly the same?
Okay.
Did you mean to dust the fans and the cleaning stuff's just sitting next to them?
Did you mean to finish unpacking and you still haven't?
I see you.
I had to join the club. You already know, man.
So you still have lots of boxes,
don't
you?
Oh, man. Our office downstairs, so you saw the space when you came and dropped the dogs off when you helped us move.
Uh-huh. You know I didn't help you
but
move.
But you helped.
I showed up. You helped us move. I saw your house and it was amazing.
But you pulled up. Thank you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So the office in the basement still got a few things. And by a few, I mean like 15, 20 boxes.
Oh!
Maybe, something
but
like that.
But this is what happens. You put them in a garage or a basement and you forget about them, much like the cleaning products I bought.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 15 boxes are in the basement. So you're like, they're fine. Well, I'll get to them when I get to them.
I just got a huge new piece of equipment that I need to plug in, aka that box that I got from here the other day. You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Man, they said, let us know when you can test it. I was like, let me clear some space first.
Oh, no. Just put it on your bed.
Sure, yeah.
All right, 414-533-1037. What have you been meaning to do that you've been putting off? Maybe unpacking like DZ? Maybe a car wash like me? Talk to you next. What are you putting off? 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. I've been putting off a car wash. DZ's got boxes he hasn't unpacked.
Only a couple.
You know, I'm just saying. But let's go to Tony and Racine this morning. Ah, Tony, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What are you putting off these days?
Man, I'm supposed to be getting this dog a haircut at the groomers, and I've been pushing it off as far as I can.
Ah, you never made an appointment. The dog gets shaggier and shaggier, and the dog's... I used to be like, I'm going to bathe Bella tonight. I'm going to give her a bath, and I would never do it.
Dog's over here just raggy.
Yeah.
The dog, like, it looked like an alley dog right now, man. I'm like, man, I feel bad for this thing.
In Spanish, it's perro callejero, street dog, man. A street dog, an alley dog.
It is horrible right now. And Allie, I am so disappointed in you.
Why?
Man.
Because I didn't clean my car?
Your car clean, man. That bugs me.
Thank you. Already know how Tony feel about his whips.
I know.
Wash them for everything.
I know.
Every
Tony,
day.
I'll bring it to you. You can clean it.
I will do it. I will do it for free.
I love you, Tony.
Hey, Tony, I need my car washed, too.
you need to unpack your boxes first. Then we'll talk about doing your car.
Wait, all right, okay, bye, Tony. Have a good day.
Did he say he's going to wash my car and do stuff for me? I slowly feel my bra coming off. Hold on.
Chill out. Chill out.
Hey, my address is...
Tony, you're getting married. Get the hell out of
Stop
here.
It.
Stop it.
Oh, go wash your car.
Go wash your mouth and kiss your wife. Okay?
Okay.
Later, big dog. We appreciate you.
Later, guys. Have a good day.
You, too.
He is so funny. All
man
right.
Is a goofy man.
Lindsay is calling this morning from Franksville. Let's go to her. Lindsay, good morning.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, did we lose Lindsay?
Oh, no.
Let's try one. Maybe she's calling on one.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. This is a wild. Hello. Kiss FM.
Lindsay from Franksville again.
What did you do?
I knew
mind
I was
reader.
Psychic.
Ooh, break
I
power.
I just wanted to build the suspense.
I'm going to call back.
Could have been anybody, I tell you. But it was Lindsay, thank God. All right, Lindsay, what are you putting off?
Made my hands sweat.
Life. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at my dashboard all dusty and whatnot. I'm going to send my car over to Tony, too.
Tony, go start a car washing business.
We are sending all our cars to Tony. Not because he wants to make money, because it bugs him when people don't clean their cars.
He's just annoyed.
He's
like, I'm looking at the dust on the dashboard. I don't even care.
Yep. Oh.
Wash me. I've written it myself.
Right? Lindsay, hey, thanks.
I mean, I can sit there and I can, like, a task will take me maybe 5 minutes and then it'll take me, like, a week to get to it. And I'm like, all right, cool.
Oh, for sure. No, you put it off for months and then it takes 30 seconds. You're like, whoa, that was amazing.
We're ADD.
That's all I needed. One move and it would have been fixed.
Little task at a time.
Yep. Who would have thought?
Oh,
all
no.
right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Good luck today, Lindsay.
Thank Aww. You. Appreciate it. Bye.
He's going to win the cream puff contest, everybody. Get ready at the fair. And if he doesn't, that's okay, too. All right, Mike's in Hartford this morning. And Mike actually wants to give us an interesting piece of information. So let's pull him on up with his theme song. Oh, hello, Mike.
Good morning.
So I was saying I bought a car wash like 6 days ago at Quick Trip. And TZ didn't know if they were interchangeable at Quick Trips. You know the answer to this?
Quick Trip car washes are store specific.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I learned something new today.
And there is a few car washes. They're like the Coast Car Wash or Take 5 Car Wash, where it's belt-fed car wash.
Uh-huh.
And then they have free vacuums, Allie.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I like. Like the Mr. Car Washes.
Yep.
Or the...
Listen.
Scrub a dub, damn.
I go to the one sometimes near Highway 100 in Greenfield. There's a Quick Trip as well, right there.
That's right by my work, actually.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's where I go a lot to go through the wash. And so when I thought about this yesterday, and I thought, well, I need to vacuum as well, but oh, I already bought the car wash at Quick Trip, so I can't go to Mr. Scrub-a-Dub because I don't need the car wash. I don't need to pay for that part.
I got that.
So I'm going to do the regular car wash and I'll clean it myself. And did Allie do it?
Nah.
I did not. But Mike, you educated me today on the car wash codes are store specific, which matters.
Two things I've put off all the time is cleaning my garage and folding laundry after it's clean.
Boy!
Ooh, does anybody fold their laundry when it's clean? I have three baskets in my room. And when the boys get back, they're going to ask me where their shorts are. And I'm going to pull them out of the laundry basket and be like, here you go.
You pull them out for them? I'll be like, dig, boys.
Well, I don't want them looking at my undies. So I go, here you go.
Okay, fair enough.
Because it's all of our stuff.
Touche.
Three people's stuff sitting in baskets.
Oh, of course you wash it together. Come on now.
Don't care.
But the laundry's a big one, dog. Oh, man, Mike.
The laundry.
Yeah. All right, Mike. Appreciate thank you fam. For calling.
Yep. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Later.
Last but not least, let's pull her up because, well, she's the most energetic of them all. Amanda and Racine. Amanda.
Turn down for what?
Oh, Amanda, what are you putting off?
So for me, it's with the car. I actually leave like a water bottle cap and pens all over there. I just always drop caps around.
Oh, that's annoying.
You're like a cat.
So do you just find like water bottle caps? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere? Caps. Yeah, just water bottle caps all over the car.
Everywhere. Like I said, like a cat. And pens? You're literally like pens. A cat, Amanda.
Yeah, for real.
Oh my husband's like, what are you doing? Where are all the pens?
Where are all the bottles of water?
Caps? The bottles are safe. It's the caps that are missing.
That's fair.
Not the caps.
It's never the caps.
Never. It's Treat Yourself Thursday. By the way, DZ, going to be... Should I stop saying it? Is it stressing you out that I'm saying you're going to be performing?
No.
Okay, good. You're going to be in the cream puff contest, the celebrity cream puff eating contest today at the fair at 11, and we're going.
I hear I got some stiff competition.
Not that I heard of. Doesn't sound like anybody you should be worried about.
What you ain't hear? Me, myself, and I. Oh!
That a boy, DZ. That a boy. Well, Treat Yourself Thursday is brought to you by Wendy's, because after we leave the fair, we'll go get a Baconator.
Hey, say less.
After you eat the cream puffs.
Cream puff all on my face, still in all.
The late night menu at Wendy's is money, though. It's open till midnight or later. Hours may vary. I swung by there last night after I got home late. So I'm out for the Wendy's, let me tell you. So I want to talk to you, though, this week for Treat Yourself Thursday about
what's going down?
The 30 Oreo flavors that have been ranked and tested.
Oh, don't tell me what an Oreo conversation.
Delish.com. The only reason I wanted to talk about this was because I learned, doing this show with you, DZ, that you are obsessed with Oreos. I did not know.
We prefer to be called Oreo connoisseurs.
Okay.
Oreo-sores.
Sure. What is your favorite Oreo? Because... it is true that when you go into the grocery store, if you go in the cookie aisle, the Oreo section is obnoxious. Mm-hmm. Obnoxious, the amount of flavors. What do you, what's your favorite, if you have to pick?
Ooh, if I have to pick?
What's your go-to at the store? If you see it, that's the one you're getting, or is it just always change?
It always changes. I never get the regular degular anymore, but one of my fan favorites is always forever going to be the lemons.
You like the lemon Oreos?
I love lemon anything, basically. Lemon limon.
Golden Oreos all day.
Mm.
I love me a golden. I'm a white cake. I'm a white cupcake. I'm a vanilla. I'm a golden Oreo kind of girl.
Bet.
I love those. Not that I don't like chocolate, but golden Oreos all day. Well, these were the ones they ranked. I'll just do the top five Oreo flavors quick.
Okay.
Number five was the chocolate Oreo Thins.
Okay.
I'm surprised the Thins made it.
I mean, hey, respect the Thins. I respect the Thins.
I should throw in number six was the churro or Oreo. I don't want to skip over that one.
Number six over the Thins?
I've never had the churro ones because I don't eat Oreos anymore. Are they good?
Those were fire.
Are they like cinnamony and
I
bet they're good.
They were good. They were good. They kind of reminded me of like a lesser apple pie. You know what I'm saying? Because the apple pie Oreos were fire too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so those were six. The chocolate Oreo thins, five. Oreo thin bites were four. All these thins.
What? Yeah, the I'm not hating, just ain't me.
The Oreo mint thins. I mean, I like a good mint cookie, but number two was the fudge dipped Oreo thin bites. So the Oreos dipped in fudge came in number two.
Okay.
But the number one ranked Oreo, again, this is just by people at Delish.com. This isn't like us. They said the birthday cake Oreo was number one.
Cap. I'm sorry, but cap. No.
Is this their favorite or their worst? Is this actually...
Churro was towards the top, so it had to be the favorite.
I'm starting to wonder. because I'm like, why? When they ranked it number one, they put, this takes like a birthday cake vomiting, so not our fave. And I'm like, well, is it number one you want it or number one you don't want it?
Are y'all just sharing the list too? I mean, cool, but...
30 best Oreo flavors. Wow. Was 30 supposed to be number one? Was that the whole list?
Scroll to the bottom. What is this? What is it? Was number 30?
The double stuffed Oreo. I bet you
that was number one.
That was number one
for sure.
Who wrote this stupid list?
Somebody messed up.
And guess what was number 29? The lemon Oreo. Which would have been
It would have been number two. Yeah, definitely. The list was in reverse. Guaranteed.
This list.
Guaranteed the list was in reverse.
I never met an Oreo I wouldn't eat. Let's be real.
Okay. Let's go. Honestly.
What would DZ do is coming up next, though. Get ready. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, today's problem involves a grandma?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, grandma!
Not granny.
What happened?
Granny might have done it to herself.
Yeah, what?
So it says, grandma won't accept home care, right? Mm-hmm. And Andrea wrote in, says, my grandmother has experienced in some health complications. Nothing life-threatening, but she's in her late 80s and lives alone. We as a family all got together and talked about what we could do to, you know, help because each of us have expressed our concerns.
Mm-hmm.
We all agreed that we would split the cost of a care assistant to come by and be with her. Really overnight, but also throughout the day.
Yeah.
Everyone was happy except for grandma.
Of course. They never want to be moved.
She's refused any care and doesn't want anyone there.
Yeah.
How would you suggest helping her realize this is something she needs and could really help?
This is a nightmare. When your parents need more stuff or your grandparents need more care, mm-hmm. and old people never want to hear it.
How do you tell an adult, somebody that's lived life way longer than you?
I've dealt with this.
And
then imagine a grandparent with some kind of, you know, like my grandma had Alzheimer's. So imagine dealing with someone who is not even with it, telling you, I don't need anybody.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, what do you do?
I mean, it's a hard realization.
Yeah.
You know, my grandfather actually, Lord rest his soul, passed a few weeks back, and he ended up having to have somebody be with him, you know, morning, noon, and night, all the time towards the end.
For sure.
The pandemic really messed him up. I'm going to be honest, right? He was the G in that town.
Mm-hmm.
He helped pave the road.
In Columbia?
Not figuratively, literally.
Like he paved the road in the town he lives in?
He helped pave. He was one of the first people to build a house on that block.
No.
He helped pave that street, literally.
What?
Yeah, he lived into his mid-90s. So Papito Narciso, man, he was a G. Right? So he was a walker, an exerciser. He never stopped. Into his 90s, before the pandemic really slammed him, he was still walking about 5 miles a day. He was active. He was with it, attentive.
Was he eating bacon and smoking cigarettes too?
He let that go a long time ago.
You hear those stories once in a while.
Sometimes you do. But no, he was just healthy. He was about it. He was outrunning me. No lie.
It's amazing.
No lie. So how do you tell somebody after they've lived a life like that, that they now need somebody to be around them 24/7 for health reasons?
Yeah.
Like needing an oxygen tank before oxygen tank.
Yeah.
Boy, the world is my oxygen tank kind of guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So explaining that was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You have to help them just realize on their own.
It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare, but you can't help an adult. What you can do is be there then yourself.
Especially when they don't want it.
They don't want somebody they don't know.
You can't
and they
help
don't want to say that.
Yeah, they don't want anybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's tough. Mm-hmm. Really, they're saying saying? It's not major, major life-threatening stuff. Yeah. If it was life-threatening, if you needed 24-hour care, this wouldn't be a question.
No.
You just need somebody with more. You want somebody to be there to care for them. They're getting older. Maybe you know balance ain't the same as it used
like
to be.
I feel like I have this discussion more with people I know as we get older.
As we get older.
Our parents don't want to hear that they're kind of more out of it as they get older and they don't want to hear about it.
Yep.
And you're like trying to help them, but they don't want to hear it.
I mean, what's a delicate way to tell somebody they're unable to do what they used to do? I don't have one besides being a family member and you being there. Because in my mind, I'm trying to put myself in like my 90s, right?
Yeah.
I don't want somebody strange in my house. But strangers are sometimes the people that know how to care for you. The nurses and doctors,
sometimes
if you
got to bring someone who's going to care for your family in. You got to get in-home care. It's just the way, it's part of life.
My mother has experienced this and is experiencing this. She's helping take care of a really close family friend of ours who's experiencing some health problems. She needs overnight care. This is starting
to be
daunting.
But that's my thing. This is what happens.
Now.
And then the family member doesn't want to understand they need care or need to go somewhere.
Well, they don't want to go with somebody that they don't want to be around because they don't know them personally. They'd rather have family there. But that becomes a tax on the family.
On your person.
On the person.
Because they have family, their own family
and
jobs.
Sometimes they don't know how to care for you the way you need to be cared.
This is all, you're preaching to the choir.
Where the rest of the choir at? And the choir said.
What should Andrea do? She wants to know how she should she suggest helping her grandma realize that she needs some help. She could really use more help. What do they do? 414-533-1037.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right. Andrea doesn't know what to do. Her grandma's needing more and more help as she gets older. It's hard for people to take care of the elders, you know? Especially you got jobs and families of your own. It starts to wear on people. So she wants to know, how can she help and convince grandma she might need some extra help?
Well, the family got together and all decided a care assistant would be nice.
It's pretty obvious when you could tell they need more help, right?
How you tell the one that raised all of y'all that she needs some help now?
Grandma may cuss you out.
Grandma might do more than that.
Jamie's in West Bend. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
You went through this?
Good. Yes, I did. So my grandfather, who also actually raised me for part of my life, was a farmer, a logger. I mean, so strong man, always took care of everybody, everything. And when he actually got bone cancer and we had lost my grandma and he was kind of by himself in his house and away from the family and it was hard for people to get there and to do things and such. And so we finally brought him closer to the family, but it was really explaining to him that he can be by everybody. We can still come and visit. He can still come and go as he wants to. It's just that little bit of help to do some of the, you know, smaller things like go do the grocery shopping for you or, you know, picking up around the apartment or setting up some of your doctor's appointments or all of those kind of things.
These are things that,
away.
They add a whole nother layer of stress to someone who's already got their own, all of those things to deal with.
Jamie, let me ask you this. Did your family move your grandfather closer, like as in his own place, or somebody moved him into his home or into their home, I should say?
We actually moved him closer into his own place. So we found a senior independent living place.
There
nice.
You go.
Okay.
Ooh. So that he could come and go as he wanted to. It was actually really nice because he had his full independence, though.
It's like assisted living, but they still feel like they're living their life because they're in an apartment, but they have people their age around and activities and like things to do, but like they don't feel like you're like putting them in a home yet.
Like nurses are coming by all the time, like it's a hospital
but
setting.
But if they fall, there's people around,
that
right?
That can help.
Right,
That's what you need.
Exactly.
That's what you need.
Ooh, Jamie might have brought the actual best point and advice today.
It's baby steps.
It really
it is
baby steps.
Exactly.
But Jamie probably knows you can't rationalize sometimes with some of these older people, and we'll probably be the same way when we're old. We're going to be like, don't tell me what I need. I don't need it.
Especially from me, I was his baby. So, I mean, for me to say, hey, Grandpa, you know, we could just give you a little bit of extra help, and I can see you more, and I can do these things with you. It made a huge difference.
Oh, you played the granddaughter. You used the favorite granddaughter card. You sneak.
Totally.
I respect it, though. I respect it. Like, honestly, Latinos, you just moving grandma in, grandpa in. You're moving them into the house with you.
Whether you like it or not.
It's a wrap.
That's the
it's decided.
It
it's decided. You know what I mean? Like, it's over. So, I love that because independence is key, and you don't want to take that from anybody at any age.
You have to especially for
him,
best.
Like I said, he was such a independent guy, being, you know, a farmer and all these other things. I mean, he lived his life.
Right. Oh, yeah.
He didn't know how to.
Hands were probably strong. He didn't need nobody to tell him nothing.
Nope.
You ain't want a backhand from that.
And when you're that independent, you also don't want advice. You don't want to hear about it. You don't want people to tell you what's up. You're like, I got this.
I can take care of myself.
I can find out what's wrong with me. I don't need your help.
No, we love our stubborn old goats, though, man. Yeah, say we don't.
Sure
You know, Andrea, we don't even need nobody else on the phone. Man. You killed it. We appreciate you, Andrea.
Her name's
not... my bad. I appreciate you for helping Andrea. Jamie.
Her name is Jamie.
No, her story was so similar. Now I'm all confused. Now I'm thinking about my grandpa. Man, my bad.
Okay, Jamie, have a great day.
Bye, Jamie.
All right.
So there you go. Just, you know, get him something in between.
Yeah. Get him some independence, but bring him close to you.
There's no easy fix for this, by the way. Just saying. Jelly roll tickets for you. Not like the Little Debbie, like the artist.
Those are good too, though.
They are good, aren't they?
But we're not getting you tickets for those.
No.
You're getting tickets for the guy.
Jelly roll at the AmFam Insurance Amphitheater in 8 days. Going to be here August 18th. So those are coming up at 8:40 this morning.
Single digit days away. Fam. It just crept up and bloop, I'm here, Jelly Roll, in town. Ha, hey.
But I do want to remind everyone that today is not only the day that DZ is going to be competing in the Wisconsin State Fair Celebrity Cream Puff Eating Contest. He stands 6'1".
No, I ain't that tall.
He stands
5'12". 5'12".
He's 5'11".
5'12".
5'12".
Thank you.
His name is DZ. He played football in college, which means he's mad.
What time is it? Game time. What time is it? Game time. Any dogs in the house? Ooh, 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 ooh. Any dogs in the house? Ooh, 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 ooh.
Is this what happens in the locker room?
Boy, who else just got hyped? I know somebody in there going, oh, somebody almost crashed. All right, settle down.
You're
competing
today, and I'll be there going, hoo, 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 hoo.
Thank you. I need the hoo, hoo. I need all the hoo, hoo, hoo.
You are going to be in the Celebrity Cream Puff Eating Contest at the fair at 11. And I just want to throw it out there that today is Educator Day at the fair.
Oh, snap.
Which means if you are a teacher or an educator, you get free admission when you show your school ID at the ticket window. That's today from 10 to 4.
We ain't even got to buy my wife a ticket now.
Your wife gets in for free.
She gets in for free.
She does. Your wife's a teacher.
She VIP today.
Tell
Just
her to bring
her ID.
Show it to the ticket window. You get a free ticket today and you can get in between 10 and 4. So, and we're going to be out there at 11 for that cream puff contest.
Perfect timing.
Uh-huh.
Free entry. All them teachers out there, man.
I'm excited. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Just because there's people watching, not because of what you have to do.
It's more the competitive nature in me and it's competition. Not so much like the people that are there watching. Uh-huh. I'm embarrassed that I'm going to have to make a mess and a fool out of myself to win this competition.
That's the best part.
That's the worst part.
The state fair, DZ, listen to this. I don't know if you know this. The Wisconsin State Fair, and I'll find it, ran ads. Ads with me in them with cream all over my face for like
covered.
2 years. So like 2008, 2009.
I remember seeing those.
Remember those ads?
Yeah, I remember
those. I'll find them.
Oh.
The fair was like, can we use your image of the cream all over your face? I go, the hell yes you can.
You were caked, bro. You were covered.
Yeah.
Why did it? Whoa.
Remember those?
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
I should repost them in honor of you competing today, actually.
That'd be dope. And then we do a replica, then my face
and
after?
Then your face. This is a tradition. We're next generation up in here. So that's today, and I'm excited. We'll talk about it more later in the show.
For sure.
Am I the Jerk is next, and this one involves a very Midwestern problem.
Oh yeah, there, eh?
Midwest nice.
Oh.
You're being too Midwest nice over there.
Oh, excuse me there. Oh.
And somebody might be a jerk. You're being nice, though.
You're a jerk there, eh?
Maybe being too nice makes you a jerk sometimes.
Oh, you know.
You know, it's Midwest nice. I got to help everybody no matter what, even though we don't want to.
Stop.
We will get into Am I the Jerk next, 103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, this came out when I won the cream puff contest.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You can always write into the show, Am I the Jerk, at 1037kissfm.com. We can get yours on. You can even be in the Witness Protection Program and we'll change your name.
The Kissmas Protection Program?
So many people are like, change my name. I want to be anonymous. Here's what Carrie wrote into the show. She wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad that they keep returning the favor.
Sure. What is that even? Okay, what does that
mean? Such a Midwest nice problem to have.
Oh, yeah, there.
Carrie said, my cousin and I live in the same town. Over the past few years, I've noticed I can't do her a single favor without her returning it. I drop off chicken soup. If she's sick, she's at my door the following week with a casserole.
But thank you, casserole.
I let her borrow my car for the day, and she returns it with a full tank of gas and a new pair of windshield wipers.
Thank you, full tank of gas and windshield wipers.
I figure there's no way I could ever mention this to her because I sound ridiculous, but I just need to know. Am I the jerk for being mad she keeps one-upping my acts of kindness? I snorted. This is so Midwest. This is such Midwest problem.
Oh, yeah.
So Carrie's mad that every time she does something nice for her cousin. Her cousin, she thinks, one-ups her with another favor back instead of just, I'm just trying to do something nice for you.
I'm just thanking you for a lot. You know what it is?
Midwest nice.
Midwest nice. They're related and they're in competition. They've probably been doing, my guess is they're like within months of each other. You know what I mean? Have grown up always doing stuff together.
Yeah.
They're like best friend cousins, right? Always doing little favors. Yeah. One cousin's just overdoing all them favors.
Yeah. I think they're both the problem. Honestly.
Really?
Do I think she's the jerk, though, for being mad? Yeah.
You think she's a jerk for being mad?
Yeah. I think you're both, you're projecting because you're both doing something nice and you're getting mad that they're doing what you're doing. So it's projection, right?
Well, yeah.
So it's a matter of, but you were doing it to be nice, or were you? Were you doing it for show? Why would you be annoyed someone did something nice for you unless you wanted all the shine? Because that's what it's really about for you. Is it about helping someone and getting and just moving on? Or is it about now we're keeping score?
See,
because for Carrie, she's keeping score.
And I was going the reverse for the same exact reason. I was going to say not the jerk because you're just being family. You're just being good. You're just being loving. And almost when somebody returns that favor, that Midwest nice, it's like it washes that out. Not that you want to feel some type of good over somebody, but you enjoy helping people, right? And never expect something in return, which is always, it's nice to receive, but that's not why you help, especially with family. It could get annoying when it's like, man, I could just never do something nice for somebody.
There's
I could never
reasons.
Do nothing nice for you because you always got
to
return it.
Two reasons you tend to help people is one, because you just want to help someone and you want them to be okay.
Yep.
The other reason is to make yourself feel better, right? Because you're helping. This is like gift giving 101. This is like helping people out. We serve others because it feels good to us.
And
I know you're
service.
Not supposed to say it's self-centered, but it's a totally full circle. Like it's I'm helping them, but everyone wins.
It's gratifying.
Everyone
you
wins.
You lying if you say it's not gratifying to be
good,
able to help somebody.
They get helped.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
So maybe Carrie's not getting that full feeling because every time she gets that, oh, I'm trying to help. Oh, now you're helping me.
Well, maybe Carrie doesn't need that help back.
Right.
Like for all we know, the cousin's
maybe
the one
the
that
cousin either.
Ooh. But cousin, for all we know, cousin is struggling, right? Cousin out here struggling. Carrie's being nice, going, baby girl, I know you ain't got it like that. You don't have to keep doing this. You don't got to feel like you got to even it out. You never have to even things out, especially in best friends and family relationships. You never have to even it out.
Just
why?
Taking care of each other. Like, what if she took over chicken soup so then her cousin's like, well, I want to make her a casserole because that's my love language. I don't know.
These love languages ain't crossing. They're both acts of service, but they don't receive acts of service kindly, clearly.
I think Carrie's the jerk because she's mad they're doing something nice for her. Carrie wants to know if she's the jerk for being mad they keep one-upping her acts of kindness, returning the favor, her cousin.
Oh, yeah. Eh?
Is Carrie the jerk? This is Midwest nice stuff.
I say no, eh?
I say yes, eh?
414. Would you say yes, eh?
414-533-1037. You can call or you can text that number. Carrie's mad. Her cousin keeps one-upping the favor every time she does something for her. Chill out, Carrie. I say jerk. DZ says not the jerk. We'll take your calls next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Such a Midwest nice problem to have. Carrie wrote in and wants to know if she's a jerk because her cousin keeps one-upping her acts of kindness. She said, every time I do something for her, she has to return the favor and I've had it.
Oh. Oh.
This is such a Midwest problem.
It sure is.
Whitney is in Milwaukee this morning. Hello there, Whitney. How are you today?
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Carrie the jerk for being mad that her cousin keeps one-upping her acts of kindness?
Let us know. And don't be Midwest nice about it.
Let me just say that when I heard this morning, I'm like, did I write this in my sleep? I wasn't aware.
Is this me? Am I Carrie?
That's why she said not the jerk. Whitney, what do you think?
I'm saying not the jerk.
Of course.
My sister does this to me. And she'll go, hey, can you watch my daughter? And mm-hmm. I'm like, sure, no problem. And then she'll go, I PayPal'd you $60 for dinner.
Of course. Stop
and
it.
I'll do stuff or then I'll like mm-hmm. ask her, like, hey, can I take your daughter to the Dells or something? It's like, well, I did this now. I sent you this. And so I'm just like, you know, I can do this out of the kindness of my heart. Or, you know, it is my niece. I love her.
Right.
So.
And she can't accept it. Nope. She then Venmos you money.
Nope. Oh, the nope. Uh-huh. I can't accept it. Uh-huh. I can't accept the rope. You just want to help and love and give. Mm-hmm. Like, nope. Got to be Midwest nice.
Well, you know what, Whitney? Tell your sister I'll take any money from my sisters, and I will not return the favor. So if it's my sister, please.
Whitney, you can take my kids to the Dells.
Right? And we're not even sisters. Take Owen and Hudson. I'm not paying you.
Bye. No, you are so nice, though.
Yeah.
But family be family,
it's
man.
It's what you do for each mm-hmm. other. But Whitney feels this because she says not the jerk because she understands what it's like when you do something nice and they always just cannot accept it.
We took a page out of Whitney's book.
We did. All right, Whitney, thanks for calling.
You too, bye. She said not the jerk. Nope.
Mm-mm. Lisa is in West Dallas this morning, and she said she's in Chicago for work, so she's listening on the Odyssey app. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what? We want to know, what do you think? Is Carrie the jerk for being mad her cousin keeps returning the favor and one-upping her acts of kindness every time she does something nice?
I'm still sticking to no.
Well, I would rather have people be nice to me than mean to me, so I think she's kind of a jerk, because you can't have it both ways.
Ooh.
Good perspective, Lisa. Like, you're going to be mad that they don't appreciate what you do? That's the alternative.
Yeah.
She's got a
point.
Because
if they're appreciative. They're just showing that they're appreciative. So, like, I'd rather have it that way than have somebody calling me names and throwing crap at my house instead of bringing me a casserole.
Especially if the casserole good. If they're a good cook, then I'm there to bring as many casseroles as you want.
But this is a Midwest problem, because only in Wisconsin are you like, they brought me a casserole and I'm annoyed that they tried to help.
Ugh, they brought us food.
I took them food first.
We didn't need food in return.
Why did they bring food? I don't understand. Lisa, I'm with you, though. I say jerk because I don't think you should be mad. I get why you're annoyed, but you shouldn't be mad someone's doing something nice for you at the end of the day, because it could be the alternative, which is what Lisa said.
Right, exactly.
Like, be positive. Exactly. Be positive at the end of the day.
Enjoy the fact that people love you to do stuff for you like that.
Because a lot of people won't appreciate what you're doing. Then you'll be mad that they aren't appreciating it.
That part.
Like, you'd be mad either way.
Okay, Lisa.
Love and light.
Fine.
Love and light.
Fine, Lisa. Make sense if you want to.
Yes.
I always make sense to you, but you know this.
And we out here making dollars, too. Uh-huh. Have a good rest of your day, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
You too. Bye.
All right, so one jerk, one not a jerk. Let's pull up Brick in Milwaukee. Yes, he goes by Brick. Good morning, Brick.
Good morning. First off, she's a jerk, but guess what?
Oh, he just laid it down.
Both are jerks.
No, you got to pick a side.
No. I'm going to do the most Midwest thing ever and not pick a side.
This is how it should end, of course.
Oh, of course, Brick. Just lay down the law like that. No pun intended.
Stop being a people pleaser. You know what? Be a people pleaser. It's Midwest Nice Day.
No. He said, you're both jerks.
I'm just saying that they're both robbing each other of the joy of receiving a gift and the joy of giving a gift. So no one's happy, and now it's a competition, and it's stress. And that's the exact opposite of what gift giving and doing nice things for people is. Also, Whitney, forget my kids, take me to the Dells.
Great points, and you ain't wrong.
Honestly, I mean, what a way to round it out today, Brick. You're right. That's a Midwest nice way to end it. They're both jerks.
Yep, Brick.
Yeah, exactly.
Be happy.
So, I will see you guys tomorrow at Luda.
Let's go.
I'll see you guys.
We'll see you there. You already know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure my wife is more excited than the day we got married.
Well, no offense, Brick, but we're going to be there. So.
Yeah, I mean, fair.
You're going to have to renew them vows at Luda then, huh?
Said fair, pun intended.
You know what? That's not very Midwest night. You ain't getting no casseroles for me tomorrow. I'm not bringing you a casserole.
Brick, I'm showing up with... You know what? I'm getting a casserole.
We're bringing Brick a casserole.
I'm bringing him a pie. I'm going to bring a pie.
DZ, don't tell her. I'm bringing cookies. Don't tell her.
Oh, I got you. Say less. Between me and you. And she ain't even here tonight.
Brick, we can't wait to see you and your wife tomorrow night at the fair. We'll see you there, bud.
All right.
Later, guys. You too, big dog.
See
talk
you there,
to you
friend.
Tomorrow.
Bye.
Yes, sir.
We'll have to buy him some stuff because we're Midwest nice.
Oh,
we'll
yeah,
buy
there.
Him a drink.
Oh, yeah, there.
There you go. So it is a jerk.
Yeah.
Jerk for being mad somebody's doing something nice for you at the end of the day.
Facts.
Period. And I loved it that it ended that way. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. We've got concert tickets for you in less than an hour at 8:40.
You just heard him. Buddy gonna be here soon enough. Jelly Roll's coming to town.
Yep, Jelly Roll will be at the AmFam Insurance Amphitheater on August 18th. So get ready for that. We've got your tickets at 8:40. I haven't asked you lately. How's your wife?
Oh, Miss Pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Miss Pretty and Pregnant.
Yeah, you guys bought your house.
Yeah.
Erin is very pregnant. How pregnant are we now? Because if I don't ask, it like 2 months go by.
Well, yeah, basically. Well, because we're 6 months deep already.
Jeez, I feel like we just announced it.
Who are you telling?
6 months.
Who are you telling?
She's due in November.
Due in November, man. Yeah, we scratching it. We getting there. It's close. I'm getting a little nervous.
Why?
But we're not asking about me. We asking about my wife.
I'm asking about you. Why?
Well, because, man, last time we were a month away, and this is when she started to kind of develop the preeclampsia further and further. And
it's people like, don't know about your story. It was a little traumatic for you.
We could either have a baby in 3 months or we could have a baby in 1 month,
like it was two years ago.
Yep, he was 7 months. He was 2 months early.
Because of her preeclampsia.
Correct.
And then he was in the hospital.
For those 2 months.
Which is so stressful for new parents. Yeah. And brand new, by the way. It's your first baby.
Brand new.
Not that it's easier when it's the second one, but you had never been through any of this and you're going through all that in the first go.
That was kind of a saving grace, though. We got a boot camp being there 2 months, right? Because I was asking all the questions. I was making sure I was observing. I was hovering. I considered switching my job careers because I was like, I could do this. I know I couldn't. But that's how confident I felt by the time we were leaving. I was no less nervous, but I was confident. But we're doing good. Yeah. Everything's going well.
He was a preemie. Has he caught up now?
He's good. He's
two.
On the growth chart. Mwah, chef's kiss. Good. He's doing real good.
I
big
love
head and
seeing
all.
Seeing some of these kids, like my niece was a major preemie, like seeing them develop and actually catching back up. That's a good feeling, right?
And pretty soon we're about to be, well, not comparing, but seeing
now
the contrast.
You're gonna compare.
Inevitably. Mm-hmm. Inevitably. We're gonna see the contrast between the two, because in 3 months, hopefully, knock on wood, we're gonna be delivering the next one.
And when are you going to share the gender or the sex?
Never.
Never?
No. We'll one day.
Okay.
We'll pick a day.
I told you have to do it right around when school goes back, because I told Owen and Hudson and they have big mouths. So I don't want them to tell everybody.
They're gonna go to school and tell everybody.
I don't want them to
they know what their cousin gonna be.
They do. They're like, everybody listen up. DZ and Erin are having a bleep, and then I have to come in and have some explaining to do.
Like, they're having a.
Then the City of New Berlin website says that DZ's baby is going to be blank. Everybody knows now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she's feeling good.
She's measuring well. Her blood pressure has been really good.
Fantastic.
Honestly, a lot of good things going down.
Good.
She's just hating laying around.
I get it.
Uncomfortable all the time now. Stomach is stretching. She's growing a human.
Well, your wife is a tiny little thing.
Yeah, she's 5 foot nothing. I measured her the other day. I actually think she's like 4'11". But I will say 4'12".
4'12". Erin, you're 4'12". Seriously. So, well, all right. We'll keep us updated on the baby.
Of course. Y'all already know.
All right, good. Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, I almost missed the news. I was just telling DZ off the air. There's so much information in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I miss so many things anymore because there's so much, like, just about stories and news and celebrities. There's so much out there anymore.
You stop for 2 seconds, something else will take over.
You miss it. You can miss big stories. Well, I don't know if you saw this, but, you know, he has ties to Wisconsin, Russell Wilson.
Oh,
Sierra, it's a three-peat.
That's
what TMZ wrote. It's a three-peat.
Wow.
They are pregnant again.
Congratulations.
I remember when these two got together. She was done with Future, you know. And I remember these two. I was like, what an interesting couple.
Right.
To me, visually, I didn't get it.
I do remember when they got together, everybody was like, what?
They have really
been from Future to Russ? Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what threw me off. She went from Future the rapper to Russell Wilson. They couldn't be more far apart.
Right.
A rapper to an athlete. Maybe they're not far apart, but they're far apart in my mind.
Who knows? But hey, she likes what she likes. Different lives and different likes. Yeah.
Yeah. She likes successful men. That's fine.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Because she's a successful woman.
And so Sierra and Russell Wilson announced they will be having another child. So I guess that makes it four with her other child, right?
Oh, we're baby twinning.
They are cute. You are baby twinning.
I wonder when they're due.
Let's see here. I don't know.
Because they announced doesn't mean that she ain't, you know, pretty far along, right? Sometimes.
Several months along is all they've said. Because, you know, they don't tell us this stuff.
Yeah, right.
If you're not even telling the gender, you think Russell and Sierra are going to tell us anything?
Definitely not.
I hope, but we'll take it if they do.
We'll find the picture, though.
Congrats to the couple. Might have been your last night, Morgan Wallen. She might have moved on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And today is a very big day.
It is a very, it's competition day.
It's a big competition day on this show.
More like demolition day.
This show's taking a field trip, and the gold is going to be won back.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this.
We're going to restore.
I say we, because even though you're doing all the lifting today, I'm going to be there screaming like crazy.
Let's go.
I can do the dog things.
I can do the dog things.
What do you want me to do? I'm like, let's go. Coming up next.
Allie ready to hit somebody.
I don't see the problem. We win. That's it. I don't care who gets hurt. We're coming back with a win. Okay.
That part.
Mm. Coming up next, we're going to talk about what's happening today, any advice people have for DZ, and our big field trips. A lot of you know what it is. So excited about this.
So excited.
Woo! And then we have Jelly Roll tickets right after that.
Also exciting.
In less than 15 minutes, because Jelly Roll is going to be in town at the AmFam Insurance Amphitheater August 18th. Don't go anywhere. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Today is the day, bud.
I feel ready.
Mm-hmm. I think you're ready. I'm not worried.
I'm focused.
Never worried about you.
You know, I'm prepared. I'm hungry, which is most important.
Did I show you what I found?
What'd you find? Did you find it?
Not to make it about me, because it's about DZ, but I'm going to make it about me for 5 seconds.
I remember seeing that, sure.
Because you worked at the station for years. I've known DZ for a long time, and, you know, you remember, I don't know if you don't remember when I won.
No, but I remember seeing that picture.
The picture's
what stands out.
Right around the time that you started interning on our sports station, way back in the day. So, basically, I won the State Fair, the Celebrity Cream Puff Eating Contest. For 2 years in a row. And this is not a lie. I have the plaques are real.
We got them to prove.
But it was 15 years ago.
Right.
Maybe 17. You know what I mean.
Ain't nobody counting nobody's pockets.
And today you're going to go compete. Because the third time I went, I lost and I got mad and I never went back.
The goal is to pass the torch.
Yes.
I'm next in line.
You're the next generation. Like, you have to bring home the cream puff trophy. We will finally bring it back home where it belongs, which is at Kiss FM.
Can I come to work tomorrow if I don't win?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
I thought you were going to ask for the day off if you did win, and I would say yes to that as well.
That's an option?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What? I don't know if our boss, extra motivation.
The boss probably didn't approve, but I approved. Because it is that serious to me. I've been waiting all year for this.
I mean, after so much training, a lot has gone into this.
Let's talk about the training. Let's talk about how you're feeling.
Many miles have been ran. Many cream puffs have been ate.
A lot of rocky stairs.
Many cream puffs have been lifted. Mm-hmm. Rocky stairs all day. Man, I've ruined shirts.
You can't use your hands.
I've ruined underwear. Training for this.
That's something I don't need details about.
You wanted to go in depth. We're going in depth into my training regimen.
We have been training. We put up a video on the Kiss TikTok, and you can see it on our Instagrams, but you have trained hard.
You better not think this is a game, because it's not. Mm-hmm. We're serious about this. I've been putting in work.
I always joke about it, but I'm hardcore about this cream puff contest.
I've been threatening my competition.
Do you feel good?
What do you mean?
Am I putting too much pressure on you?
Oh, no, I feel good.
That's right.
I do feel good.
That's right.
And the athletic pressure is good.
Roll.
This is how you thrive. This is how you get into game mode. Mm-hmm. Nobody better cross me today.
Nobody.
Any dogs in the house?
And if anybody messes with you, I just go, whoop.
Smack them.
I'm like your security today.
Thank you.
You start
Thank
talking,
you.
Get out of DZ's space. I will gladly.
I got a security shirt for you.
All right. Be hysterical. Honest to God, I'd wear
it. Wear dark shades, security shirt, black pants.
I would wear it all over the
combat
fair.
Boots.
And then I'd be like, what's up?
We got to make a show out of you. Got to pull in the back up.
The fair would call me directly and be like, Allie, we know it's you pretending like you're a security guard. Stop.
Jen would walk up to you and be like, Allie, stop it. You're making a fool of yourself right
my
now.
My friends who run the fair. Allie, enough. Allie, you're off the I get kicked out of the grounds by the actual security.
Allie, okay. do you want to be escorted off the grounds?
Yes. That's a great story for another day on the air. I got kicked out of the Wisconsin State Fair.
Don't tempt me.
No, today at 11, you're competing. Mm-hmm. I will be there rooting you on. I know mm-hmm. your wife and your son, Sammy, are coming. And mm-hmm. I cannot wait. And I'm just going to be, I don't know. You can't use your hands.
No. And that's the part that I hate the most,
and
honestly.
I've always given my tips out on the air. I'm done. Because I want you to win. I'm not giving tips to anybody.
Well, my only tip is be at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater by 11 o'clock. That's when it starts.
That's when it is. Yep. Okay. And it is teacher day at the fair. So 10 to 4, if you have a teacher ID or a school ID, you can get in for free.
Talk about perfect.
Mm-hmm. DZ.
I'm ready, dog.
Any advice you have for DZ, by the way, you can call 414-533-1037. DZ's competing today, or you just want to wish him good luck. You know what my advice is? Get as much cream on your face as you can. I know I said I wasn't going to give my tips on the air, but screw it.
Pause. But yes.
Get it all in your beard. All of it. Shove it all in your beard, dude.
Coach, I don't want to do that.
Get it in your beard and thank me later.
I'd love to hear somebody else's advice first, please.
Oh, fine.
Please, anybody.
Anybody who hasn't won the cream puff contest like yours truly. Give DZ some advice on winning the cream puff contest. Sounds funny, doesn't it?
Yep.
414-533-1037. Hey, the phones are ringing. I told you, they'd still call.
See?
They would still tell you what's up. You're
hopefully their advice is better than yours.
DZ. DZ.
DZ.
DZ. Oh, and Jelly Roll tickets coming up. Should I Facebook Live it? Would you be mad at me?
Should you Facebook Live what?
You competing?
I mean, I guess.
Can I?
I don't want to deny, but the rule number one of improv, don't deny. Always say yes. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Jess in Sheboygan said, record it and put it on your Facebook page. I could go live on mine.
You might as well.
I'm not afraid to.
You might as well.
I mean, I go live on the Kiss one, too. But
yeah, I don't care which one. You might as well. That'd be good. I
can talk more smack on mine.
I just feel weird on camera, so I'm like, oh.
You know what? I'm not going to do it. Yes, I am, everybody. He's not going to know I am live, though. Anyway.
I didn't hear a thing.
There might be a Facebook Live at 11 this morning. At the fair, when he wins it all. Okay, so DZ is competing today. The Wisconsin State Fair Cream Puff Celebrity Contest. You're going to do this, bud.
I got this.
Jessie's in Stallus this morning. She's in the heart of the fair right now. Oh, my Megan Thee Stallion.
Good morning.
Hi, Jessie. You got any advice for DZ for the Cream Puff Contest?
Besides getting me hype with your theme song.
Well, yeah, the theme song is what should play in your head all day. But I believe you should just make sure it don't go up your nose.
Ooh.
It's impossible. You can't do that.
Should I wear nose plugs?
No, you can't. And it's not. It's impossible. I've done it.
I really don't want cream puff in my nose. Jesse's not wrong.
There's no way to
not. Just don't breathe through your nose then. Just do a lot of mouth breathing and you should be all right.
It doesn't matter,
I'm good at
though.
That.
Let me tell you why.
Really?
It doesn't matter because the second the cream still gets in there. So even though you're not breathing it and smelling it, it will stick in your nose hairs for about a week. You're welcome for that. Yeah, so no matter what, you're going to smell cream puffs for a week. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I might get nose plugs. I might use the earplugs in my nose.
Now, then they're going to say you cheated and this and
what. How? I'm in an advantage? How? I can't breathe.
We're going raw dogging it. We're raw dogging it.
I don't
like
this,
that. You got this, DZ. You got this.
Oh,
if
Jesse.
If I can do it, you can do it.
Jesse, I might take your advice.
just get some nose plugs. You should be all right. Mouth breathing and nose plugs.
Mouth breathing and nose plugs. Quote of the day right there.
Like when I go in with after my kids go to the bathroom. All right, thank you.
Have a good day, Jesse.
Have a good one.
Later.
Penelope is only 10 years old, and she's got advice for you. Good morning, Penelope. How are you?
You need the youth's advice.
Good morning.
Hey.
Wepa.
Oh, my gosh. I just want to grab her.
Did your heart melt? My heart melted.
My heart is totally melting. Oh. Aww.
Was that the advice? Because I'm good with that.
Yeah, Penelope, what's your advice?
When you're there and the cream puff's in front of you, don't focus on anything else but the cream puff. Eat that cream puff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Penelope. Yeah. She is like the hype girl.
Block everybody out. It's only me and the cream puff. Blinders on my face.
Give him another Penelope.
Well, I guess.
She's got a dainty one, but it works. You know what I mean?
One herb for the road, you know. Penelope, like best advice I've heard today. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Penelope.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, she's so cute.
She said, "Web,
making my ovaries flap. I'm done having kids. Stop." All right. Trevi is in Milwaukee, finally. Good morning, Trevi.
Hey, hey.
Good morning.
What's going on, Trevi? What's the advice you got for me on this cream puffing competition?
Mm-hmm. So, just a short story back. I once did a hot dog eating competition, and this actually worked for me.
Me too, okay. But I wasn't.
Try to pace yourself, and when you're eating, try to like bite it into a little chunk in your mouth,
uh-huh.
And that would be so easy for you. And if you try to like go a little too fast, you could possibly throw up. Oh. And I don't want to scare you, but that's my advice, is just to like
small bites.
Bite into small bites.
I was thinking big bites.
Big.
So you're going
don't swallow it whole because you'll choke, but big bites.
Yeah.
And as much cream on your face and beard as possible, because that's less you have to ingest, and then it's off your plate. The goal is to clear the plate. And the problem, Trevi, is they like to throw these loopholes in now.
Last minute surprises.
When I won the contest, it was just a big cream puff. Now they add
a brownie in the middle or something.
Yeah, there's like a brownie and your mom's apple pie is in the middle.
And you got to chug the lemonade with your feet.
And there's four beers. I mean, it's like, you know, you took a shot of tequila and then you go back.
Whoa. This evolved very quickly. What just happened, Trevi? Trevi, we started with small bites, ended with shots. What just happened?
I just want you to be prepared for whatever may happen, DZ.
All right. I feel better. I do feel prepared. All y'all help me down. Trevi got me. Penelope got me. Jesse got me. And, of course, you got me. And y'all got me. I'm ready.
I'm good.
I got this.
Today is the day. DZ?
Good luck.
Appreciate you, Trevi. Have a good one.
Thanks, Trevi.
Thank you.
You got this. You feel good?
Yeah.
All right, good. Caller number 30 right now. Gonna be going to see Jelly Roll. 414-533-1037.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now. Caller 30, 414-533-1037. Good luck.